Just an announcement that that was brought to my attention. I think the programs for today say that the parliamentarian session is for invited guests only. I think everyone here should view themselves as invited. It's actually an open session. I think that's a misprint. I think the invited guests are those who are invited to the World Science Forum. So it's a misprint, and that's something that's I think at 14:30 is the time for that UNESCO parliamentarian dialogue. Well, thank you all so much for coming here. I for this discussion. I will say I think the fact that we're sort of elevated hopefully doesn't make this more formal than it needs to be. We are really trying to use this session as a way to get to an issue from many different perspectives that Dr. Leshner mentioned in his opening remarks yesterday about this issue of coherence and compatibility in the science enterprise. And I think this is actually an issue that shows the power of something like the World Science Forum, because this was a topic that came up in thinking about what does it mean to have a global science community about, I think, two World Science Forums ago. And it started a number of us really starting to think about, if you live in an era and in a time where science is really more and more important, not only to the national issues, but critically to every global issue and every global challenge that exists, and yet we live in a world where most of the science is funded by national entities and much of the training is taking place in national levels, how do we build a system that actually allows the national to work better in the global? And what does that even mean? What does that mean to build what we've termed for this session coherence and compatibility into a global science enterprise? We are so pleased today to actually have a number of different perspectives, as I mentioned, from, I would say, sort of two different levels. The first level is a level of science organizations. So we've got the American Association for the Advancement of Science, we've got the Royal Society, we've got the Association for Science and Technology Centers, looking at a broad range of issues that I think Alan will highlight in his opening talk. And then we have, in many ways, national entities in Ireland and Japan that are looking not only at how a national government looks at these, but in the context of, in the case of Ireland and Patrick Cunningham, Ireland in the context of Europe, and my friend Tateo Arimoto, the context of Japan in the context of East Asia, and then you take it to the next level up, all of these things interacting on a global scale. And what are the issues that we need to think about to make more compatible and more coherent? And we can discuss some of those now. So with that, I'll actually ask Alan to open up and give an opening presentation, and then we'll move in some order here.